This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, David Knight. In the next hour, we're going to be talking to Christopher Busby, a physicist who has warned many times about the dangers of low-level radiation. So we're going to talk to him about that because, again, Fukushima keeps going. We're coming up to the four-year anniversary, and this month we've had two incidents at a Ukraine nuclear power plant, the largest nuclear power plant in Europe, the fifth largest in the world, and, of course, it's getting pretty old at that nuclear power plant. This is something that should concern all of us. So we're going to talk to him about the dangers of low-level radiation. Alex Jones is going to be your host in the third hour. Now, in the last segment, I was talking about the police brutality issues and mentioned the Bundy Ranch. I think it's also important when we talk about purging bad people out of a public protest, or certainly purging them out of your organization, as we should see the police doing. That's what the police should be more intense, I think, in terms of taking the bad actors out of their organization. They should be more scrupulous about that than anybody. But it was also a situation at the Bundy Ranch where the people there were begging for the local law enforcement to do something. They weren't coming out against local law enforcement. They were coming out against an intrusive, overreaching, overbearing federal bureaucracy, the Bureau of Land Management, that was there to take control of even more federal land, even though most of the land out west is owned by the federal government, or they claim control of it, never turning it over to those states as they became states, as they should have done. And it's interesting because we just had a deadline pass for control of public lands in Utah to be turned over from the federal government to the state government. A deadline in Utah was set for the federal government to hand over 31 million acres of public land on December 31st, this last New Year's Eve. That didn't happen. So the question is, what is going to happen now? And, of course, this is the issue that began at the Bundy Ranch. We got involved with InfoWars because of the brutality issues, because of the BLM coming in and out in the middle of nowhere in the wilderness, putting up a little squared-off area and saying, this is your First Amendment area. And then people putting up a handwritten sign saying, the First Amendment is not an area. I mean, that's the attitude of the federal government. That's what they're pushing on people, that kind of high-handed and also brutal interaction that they had with local people. But it began, of course, with the fight over who controls the land, who is the legitimate authority in that area. And, of course, the Bundy family kept asking for the local law enforcement, the sheriff there, to do his job. The BLM does not have any law enforcement authority in the states. They should be going to the sheriff if there's something that needs to be done in a law enforcement capacity. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in Utah. This is a bill that was passed 2 years ago. Back in 2012, it was passed by the entire state legislature in Utah. They say that most of this land that they're that's controlled by the BLM and the U.S. Forestry Service and the national parks, of course, monuments and military bases are totally exempt from this demand. So this is 31 million acres, 50% of the state that is beside the parks and other areas that are open to the public. And, of course, the Utah State Attorney General's office is involved, and the state's congressional delegation is involved, trying to get them to give up control of the land. But, of course, they're not going to give up control of anything. The federal government wants control of everything, and as well as the corporations that they represent. One of the fights that is going to come up that I think the Republicans are on the right side of is fighting the FCC's authority. It's not just the net neutrality rules, because the FCC has been on both sides of the net neutrality issue. The real issue is, are they going to be allowed to assert control over the Internet? That is the real danger. If the FCC can set themselves up, we're going to see the same kind of bureaucratic regulation, the same kind of bypassing of Congress as we've seen with the EPA. And, of course, that's the means by which Obama says he's going to get around the Congress on climate change, is with the EPA. We don't want to see that kind of control of the Internet with the FCC.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, G-patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host this hour. The next hour, Alex Jones will be your host. Joining us now is Dr. Christopher Busby from the UK. He's a chemical physicist, a British scientist known for his controversial theories about the negative health effects of very low-dose ionizing radiation. So we want to talk to him about that. We also want to talk to him about Fukushima and about these new incidents in the Ukraine. Of course, we have a power plant there, the Zaporizhzhia, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, nuclear power plant. It is the largest nuclear power plant in Europe. It is the fifth largest in the world. It is about 50% larger, if my figures are correct here, 50% larger than Chernobyl. So it has the potential to be a really big disaster. It's an old nuclear power plant. It was built 30 years ago with Soviet technology that they may be having difficulty getting the spare parts for. And it is something that we should all be concerned about as we are seeing this Fukushima disaster go on and on and on now for nearly 4 years. We're coming up to the four-year anniversary. Welcome, Dr. Busby.
Hello.
What is your take on the situation in the Ukraine? Of course, we had a incident that we were told back on November 28th. It was a major incident in terms of the way that it affected their power supply, because half of their power generation comes from nuclear power in the Ukraine, yet nothing was said about it for 5 days. And then they had a newly minted Minister of Energy who was appointed the day before the public announcement come out and say it was just a short circuit in the electrical transmission. It was nothing to do with the reactor itself. And now we've learned that there was a second incident at the end of the month, December 28th, several sources have reported that there is a radiation leak associated with this second incident. Do you have any information about this?
Well, there is no doubt that these radiation leaks are real, because they've been picked up by various detectors in Europe that are part of the EuroDep chain of detectors systems that were set up, you know, to make sure that there would be some early warning of problems exactly like this. So there have been increases in radiation spikes, if you like, and this does suggest that there's something seriously wrong with this with this reactor. And indeed, I mean, I've seen leaked telephone call conversations between various people who were in charge of operating the nuclear reactor at Zaporozhye, and they do suggest that there were some very serious problems. But so far, they don't seem to have gone to the point where they have created, you know, the kind of Chernobyl situation. But that doesn't mean to say that they won't. And of course, the problem is with all of these nuclear reactors that they are potentially capable of doing just that. Mm-hmm. And that's why most of the people that I know, certainly I have argued, you know, that nuclear power is not a good idea generally, because it can result in these Fukushima-type incidents. And, of course, you know, if it happened in this Ukrainian reactor, it could contaminate an enormous population of Europe.
Well, of course, the former head of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Greg Yatso, agrees with you. He says in the aftermath of Fukushima that he's concerned about all these reactor designs. He believes that we ought to shut them all down, and if we restart them, it ought to be a different design. So it's the former head of the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission is just as concerned about nuclear power as you are, and yet it appears to be something that a lot of people who talk about green issues are holding it out there as the greenest power source available. I just cannot understand that mentality. It's based on a very narrowly focused metric of looking at something that generates carbon dioxide versus not looking at the radiation that and the nuclear waste that we have to be concerned about for millennia in some cases.
Well, the thing is, these people don't know anything. I mean, I've got quite a few of these people, and of course it's quite easy to espouse nuclear power if you believe the nonsense, the kind of fairy stories that are fed out to the media by the nuclear power proponents themselves, by the nuclear industry. But in fact, none of that stuff is true. The fact is that these power stations release, I mean, we're talking about releases from Zaporozhye now at the moment, but actually all nuclear power stations in the world release stuff all the time as a result of their general operation. And as a result of that, people are dying close to the nuclear power stations, downwind of them. They're childhood leukemia clusters near the nuclear power, which is a sort of flag for genetic damage. Mm-hmm. So these things are already causing enormous problems, never mind about the fact that they might possibly melt down and create the kind of serious conditions that you've got in northern Japan and that we're developing in Belarus and southern parts of the Russian Federation.
And I think that's where it's important to talk about your studies of the effects of low-dose radiation, because when there's a massive accident and people are exposed to large dosages of radiation, we'll see that develop over a relatively short period of time. Sometimes it can be just a matter of a couple of days. Sometimes it might be a year or two before they die. But this kind of low-level exposure to radiation is something that is very difficult for us to correlate to the low-level radiation leaks around nuclear power plants, isn't it?
That's not true.
Oh,
that's
not. Okay.
The fact is that it is easy to correlate, and plenty of studies have now shown that these situations from what you call low-dose radiation are seriously harmful. But there are two points here. The first point is that the governments and the people who control the funding for studies of this type don't encourage these sorts of studies, and so they don't tend to get published. So that's the first thing. I can tell you that there's an enormous amount of work that's been done that shows that these low doses of radiation are harmful. But the point is, the other point that I want to make is that it's actually not a question of low dose. This is the problem, that the nuclear industry and their supporters have couched this whole argument in the context of dose, but actually it's not low dose that's the problem. It's internal radiation that's the problem, and I've been trying for some years now to make people realise that it's not about low dose. For example, you know, on my Wikipedia entry, which is a sort of battleground, I'm categorised as somebody who tries to say that low dose radiation is dangerous, but actually that's quite wrong. It's internal radiation from certain radionuclides that's dangerous, because the target for radiation effects is the DNA. And certain chemicals have a very high chemical affinity for the DNA. For example, strontium-90. For example, uranium. For example, plutonium. These substances, when they get inside you, they bind to the DNA, which is the target for radiation effects. So although the doses from these things are low doses, it's not the low dose part of it that's the problem, because dose is categorized as energy per unit mass. So like they take the amount of energy that's produced by these substances, dilute it into the mass of your body, and you find that the doses are vanishingly small. But the dose of the DNA is not vanishingly small, because these things are stuck to the DNA like glue, because they have this chemical affinity for them. So this is something that really has to be appreciated. And these substances are continually and released from nuclear power stations, and in fact they can't be contained, because the parent isotope of strontium-90 is a gas. So it can't be held inside the nuclear power station. All nuclear power stations have high levels of strontium-90 in milk that's taken from cows that graze near the nuclear power stations. And, of course, people drink that milk and so on. Mm-hmm. And then you've got these high levels of childhood leukemia and so forth. This is the problem. And I keep trying to say that the problem is that you cannot contain this stuff, even under normal circumstances. And, of course, then, you know, you have these accidents as well, and then it goes all over the place.
Yeah, I don't disagree that there's a correlation there. What I was saying was that it's difficult for people to see it, because it'll happen over a longer period of time. As you're pointing out, they can have epidemiological studies showing an increase in childhood leukemia around these power plants, and yet it's difficult for people to make that association if they don't see those studies, and those studies are not going out. But I think that's very interesting what you're talking about, in terms of it not actually being the amount of the radiation, but the way that it is connected to specific elements like strontium. Is cesium-137 also an issue with that? Because I know that
We think it probably is, yes. Mm-hmm. In fact, the point is that none of these substances which are released from these nuclear power stations, and of course from nuclear weapons too, and I'd like to say a few words about that at some point.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
But none of these substances existed throughout evolution, you see. So the evolution of living systems has dealt with all the elements that existed on Earth during the time that all these different species developed, until we get to human beings, I suppose, and all the other animals that are around at the moment. And they never had to deal with any of these elements which were radioactive. But now, with the fissioning of uranium in 1945 and then the continuous releases to the biosphere following nuclear weapons testing, which was a very serious matter, and then, of course, all these reactor accidents, and then, you know, the normal distribution of it from nuclear power stations, these substances just didn't exist before, and living systems had not been able to develop systems to cope with them. And so as a result of that, they cause these effects, and nobody seems to be addressing this problem, which is resulting in a serious, serious detriment to all living systems on Earth. Over the last 50 years, it's really quite bad.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the weapon systems, as you mentioned. We've talked many times here at InfoWars about depleted uranium, for example, and how they were very cautious and actually stopped using it essentially for a while there. But then they got very cavalier about its use and its exposure to the soldiers. And we've seen some amazingly horrific pictures of children in the areas where they've used depleted uranium weapons extensively. You want to talk about that?
Well, uranium is a particularly good example of one of these elements, because although it's a natural element, it never existed in the concentration that existed in following its use in nuclear weapons testing, and then more recently as depleted uranium, you know, used in former Yugoslavia and in Iraq. Now, I've been called in as an expert witness on a number of cases relating to depleted uranium and soldiers from Iraq who've been exposed, and I've done quite a lot of work on uranium as a result of being a member of the British government depleted uranium oversight board, and also
I want to get this information. We've got to come up to a break here. We're going to be right back with Dr. Christopher Busby. We're talking about low dose ionizing radiation, the qualitative differences in radiation, and also depleted uranium, the effect on soldiers as well as the young children in the areas where it was used. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Dr. Christopher Busby, a British physicist. Now, the last segment, we were talking about the effects of low-dose ionizing radiation. And Dr. Busby distinguished between just being exposed to radiation and being exposed to certain substances that are going to bind themselves to the DNA, things like strontium that are going to be released from nuclear power plants. We don't see it. We don't smell it. We don't taste it or touch it. But it's there. We can see the effects in epidemiological studies. And we were talking about, just before we had to go to the break, we were talking about the effects of depleted uranium in particular, because as Dr. Busby pointed out, the uranium that we see in the form that we see it in and the concentration that we see it in is something that we have never seen before the last few decades. Dr. Busby, go ahead with what you were saying about depleted uranium. You said you were working with British soldiers who had been exposed to it.
That's right. That's right. What we discovered as a result of quite a lot of research was that the way in which this material is produced when it's weaponized is it causes the production of these very, very small particles, which we call nanoparticles, which are so small they're like a gas. And in fact, they're so small that they go through any respirator, and indeed they go through the skin. Once they're inside you and they get into your cells, then as the uranium dissolves, you get a very high level of uranium in the cell, which then binds to the DNA very strongly. And it causes an increase in the radiation dose, if you like to call it, the microdose to the DNA, although the dose to the other part of the body is almost zero. But of course, what the current risk agencies do in their model is that they dilute the whole lot into the whole body, and they would say that that's a very low dose. Of course, as far as the DNA is concerned, it's actually a very high dose. And this is why you get all these genetic effects, these congenital malformations that you mentioned. In Iraq, and also we've seen these now in the test veteran in the DU veteran children themselves. Yes. A number of studies in the United States that show that the children of the US veterans have high levels of congenital malformation. And certainly a number of the cases that I've been involved in courts in the UK, usually pensions appeals tribunals, involve increases in cancer and various other signals of genetic damage. But actually, this wasn't the first time that uranium was used, that uranium exposure occurred. In fact, uranium exposure occurred, as I later discovered, in the nuclear test veterans. These are the people who went out to these the nuclear test sites, whether it is in Nevada or in the Marshall Islands or in Christmas Island in Australia for the British test veterans. And I've done some very, very big court cases on this, and recently in the London High Court. In which there have been some extraordinary developments, in which I've been threatened with the Official Secrets Act and, you know, pursued around the place by my men in black and so forth. And I'd like to have the opportunity to say a few words about this, because this is the first time that I've talked about this since the last court case in this was concluded, which was on the 2nd of December, and then we had Christmas. And at that case, there were some very interesting developments which I should like to present on your show.
Oh, absolutely. We've got a long segment coming up, and it's always the case that they want to kill the messenger when you're exposing some bad news. And I got to say about these hereditary, these congenital effects, mutations that we've seen as a result of depleted uranium, if you can take it, go to Google, I'm telling the audience here, look at depleted uranium, look at Fallujah, and you will see pictures of children that are some of the most horrific images I have ever seen. It's absolutely horrible. And, of course, there will be images there of American and British soldiers and what happened to their children, as Dr. Busby just said. I want to talk about this legal case in the UK, as you're talking about the effects of nuclear testing that happened decades ago, and now we're seeing the long-term effects of that. I also want to talk about your mineral supplement that you're talking about. What can people do to minimize their exposure to this? And I also want to cover Ukraine and revival of the Cold War, this whole nuclear escalation that is going on now with the Obama administration going after Russia. What is happening in the Ukraine? I want to go into all those. What is the first one that you would like to cover?
Well, I think that we should just say a brief word about the Russians and the Ukraine, you know, just to sort of set the stage here. Because it does look to me, and to all the people that I talk to about this, that, is that the pressure that's being brought on Russia by the United States and by the people who are controlled by the United States, and we have to realize that Europe is very largely controlled by the United States. A lot of the countries of Europe are. Certainly the country I live in, Latvia, has a lot of pressure put on it from NATO. And in fact, very recently where I live, In near Riga, there have been a lot of helicopters clattering across the sky. Much more recently, the activity there has increased continuously and over the last year. And pressure has been brought to bear on Russia. And I think
hang on, Dr. Busby, we've got another commercial break. We have a long segment coming up, so we can get into the Ukraine as well as this legal case, as well as what people can do. Stay with us. We're talking to Dr. Christopher Busby from the UK. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me, now here's a surprise.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Alex is going to be the host in the next hour. Right now I have Dr. Christopher Busby, a British chemical physicist. We're talking about the effects of low-dose ionizing radiation. We're going to talk to him about a legal case that is coming up in the UK, some intimidation and pushback from the system that he's had with it. We're also going to talk about what you can do. As we left, we were talking about the escalating tensions in the Ukraine, what that's going to mean for the world in terms of a revival of the Cold War, nuclear escalation. Before I go back to Dr. Busby, I just want to let you know this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by the nutraceuticals that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com, and we have a resolution pack for the new year. It's a way that you can get yourself in better shape. We have three different supplements together in one pack, 48% off the original retail price. That's Oxy Powder, Secret 12, B12 formulation. That's a pharmaceutical grade, readily available in liquid form. There's no shots to take that, as well as either Super Male or Super Female Vitality Nutraceuticals. All three of those at 48% off in that resolution pack. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Now, Dr. Busby, as we had to go to break, you were talking about the situation in Ukraine. You're concerned about that. I want to get back to the legal case as well, and that is going on in the UK and the pushback that you've had about that, representing veterans who've been exposed to above ground nuclear tests decades ago. But finish up with what you wanted to say about the Ukraine first before we move on that legal case.
I think what I want to say about the Ukraine is this, that it seems to me that the American government is not dealing with the Russians in a way that is going to result in a good outcome for the human race.
No.
I mean, my daughter is doing Russian studies at University College, and she spent some time in Russia recently. And later on in this year, she will too. And she told me that, and I know this too, because there are an awful lot of Russians in Latvia, where I live, because it's an ex-Soviet nation, Latvia. And there are lots of good things about that, you know, because the Soviets did have this idea about the brotherhood of man. And although I know that the whole experiment went a bit wonky, in fact, the people who were involved in all this they don't think in the same way as the Americans think. And the other thing about the Russians is that they're not like the Americans. So you might imagine that everybody's like a human being and they mm-hmm. all think in the same way. But the fact is that the Russians are not people that you can threaten.
Yes. And we see that. We see a tremendous escalation after this. But Dr. Busby, from watching the politics here in the United States, I honestly believe that's what Obama and the people who are running him really want to see happen. I think we've got some major problems coming up in this country. They know these problems are coming up down the pike. Just as they came back from the elections, and one of the first things they did was to sign up the American taxpayer to cover all the derivatives of the bankers yet again. Yeah. After removing that away only 6 years ago. So I think they see some real potential financial problems, and as governments have always done throughout history, if that happens and when it happens, they want to be able to deflect the American people's anger from being directed at the government, at the banks. They want to deflect it abroad to an enemy that's outside, the Ausländer. We've always seen that happen.
The point is that the Russians are completely aware of this.
Yes. You
know, they're clever people. They know exactly what's going on. But the point is, they're not people who are going to take this lightly. And so what they will do, if pressure is brought to bear on them and some critical moment occurs, they will pop off a few nuclear missiles. But don't worry about that. It will happen. And then if that escalates, then my message is this, because this is what I know about and this is what I've studied for 25 years. I can tell you that a nuclear war cannot be won. A nuclear war will result in the destruction of the human race, indeed of all life on Earth as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
This is because the idea that the dose can be considered to be the key issue in terms of the consequence to human health is nonsense. It's not a question of the doses. It's a question of the contamination of the planet with all these substances I've been talking about. And as a result of that, it will really have an effect which will be incomprehensible and appalling. It will be the end of life as we know it. Because I can tell you that as a result of these court cases that I've done and the studies that I've done relating to the nuclear test veterans, we can see that the genetic damage as a result of even quite even just testing these things above ground, mm-hmm. is sufficient to show that if they're actually used in anger above ground in areas of high population density, you can forget the future, because it will create genomic instability and these things that you've seen in Fallujah as a result of the very slight amounts of uranium that have been used there will be actually a pandemic.
Absolutely. They didn't explode a nuclear weapon in Fallujah. They sent depleted uranium shells there, and just from that, we've seen horrific widespread genetic mutation in the children there, as well as the children of soldiers who were exposed to it. Now, getting back to the soldiers, and you wanted to break the information about this legal case, you said that you were getting a lot of pushback as you testified in this legal case in the UK, referring to the exposure of soldiers to above ground nuclear testing decades ago?
Well, that's right. What happened was that over the last year or so, there have been, for the last 3 or 4 years, I've been involved in court cases, in a composite court case relating to a number of pensions appeals in the courts in Britain. And then what happened was that my evidence was obviously going to win these cases. And the evidence had to do with the exposure of the servicemen at Christmas Island and Maralinga to uranium, to the similar sort of uranium, the same sort of particles that were produced in Fallujah and in Iraq. But in this case, they were produced by the nuclear explosions themselves. So it's the same issue. It's a uranium nanoparticle issue. Now, the British Ministry of Defence is so anxious to prevent this issue from getting into the court, that at the last minute there was some kind of stitch up in which the solicitors who were supposedly on the side of the veterans kicked me out and said that they weren't going to consider my evidence at all. So we appealed against that decision, and I know, unbelievable stuff it was.
Yeah. And so these are the guys representing the people who are trying to get damaged. Yes,
I know, but the point is they came in at the last minute, and the previous guys representing the veterans pulled out. So it was all a kind of orchestrated chess game, to keep old Busby out of court. Anyway, what happened is we appealed this decision, and we went to the Court of Appeal to the upper tier. And there was this judge, called Sir William Charles. And so this went on for the whole of the last year. And then as a result of all of this, the Ministry of Defence lawyers, the QCs, came in and they said, well, this chap Busby's not really an expert, And even if he is an expert, he's the sort of guy who goes on Alex Jones' show, and therefore he shouldn't be allowed to come into court, you see. Not just Alex Jones, but, various other things I do, writing in The Ecologist and writing in Counterpunch and all that. And that's not the sort of thing an expert should be allowed to do, you see. So the old judge, he said, well, yes, okay, well, I agree. So Busby can't be an expert. So at that point, the two appellants that I was associated with as an expert at that time in the appeal, they said, well, okay, he can't be an expert, but he can be our representative. He can be our lawyer, because you can do this in the High Court, you see.
Ah.
So at this point, they totally freaked out, you see. So then we went into the final hearing about this issue. And at that hearing, by that time, I had been... Well, the whole of my evidence is focused on uranium. I'm saying that these bombs are made of uranium, so it's impossible that the exposure of the test veterans on the test sites wasn't to a uranium. And since we know that uranium has all these effects in Iraq, it's certainly going to have the same effects in the test veterans. And in fact, we found all the same effects, and I published a paper on those effects, congenital malformations and so forth. So that's been in the peer review and literature and so forth.
I wanted you to summarize, since you are on the Alex Jones Show and you have a chance to address a very large audience, summarize that evidence for us, just like you would present it to the court.
The point about the evidence is that it came out as a sort of theoretical calculation, and you'll find the argument is laid out in Counterpunch. So if you put in Busby uranium Counterpunch, you'll find the argument there, and also in The Ecologist, which is also on the internet. So that's briefly where the argument is. It turns out that these nuclear bombs contain enormous amounts of an isotope called U-234, which people don't normally know about. But anyway, theoretically, you can show that this is the case. Anyway, the point, my story is this, that what happened is that shortly after that came out, I got a paper that was sent to me, a report sent to me by a veteran in Australia, which had been put in the Australian Commission involved in looking at the test veterans, the Royal Australian Royal Commission. And then we brought that into court on December the 2nd. And immediately what happened was that the MOD, the QCs from the Ministry of Defence, said, this is top secret. And you have to drop it, you see. So the judge dropped the piece of paper and nobody was allowed to look at it and so forth. And then they said, you have to put this piece of paper in a bag and you have to lock it in a cabinet, and then we will send people from MI5 around to pick it up and so forth. Meanwhile, I'd gone to France, you see, so they were chasing me to try and get this piece of paper back, and they were saying they would send me to jail and they would prosecute me under the Official Secrets Act and so on if I had anything, if I put this on the internet, or if I didn't take it off the internet, or if I didn't take the article. This article in The Ecologist, they told me I had to take it off the internet. They had to take the Counterpunch article off the internet, or they'd send me to jail. I said, I can't do anything about the Americans. You know, they've been a law unto themselves after the Boston Tea Party. I can't take it off. And so anyway, so I thought they were, actually, I did think they were going, I was told they were going to send the French police around and arrest me on my boat. But anyway, they didn't.
Well, that's something for WikiLeaks to pick up and put on their side, I guess. They've already got the...
I didn't want to be in jail over Christmas, I have to say, you know. So I came back through the ferry port, you know, wearing a funny hat and dark glasses and on my Latvian passport, so I hope they wouldn't catch me. But anyway, they didn't catch me, you know, and maybe they weren't going to. But well, it's the sort of lengths they're going to try and cover up this exposure to uranium.
Yes, yes. It seems to be a common malady with your government and our government that anything that embarrasses them, anything that exposes illegal activity, anything that harms other people when they want to continue harming other people, they declare that to be a state secret, and they come after you as if you're some kind of a traitor.
But very quickly, there's one other little aspect to this, and that is that this paper that I received that was supposedly top secret, and probably I'll go to jail for saying what I'm about to say, the isotopic signature of the uranium used by, and this is important, okay, so this is what mm-hmm. I want to get at, this is mm-hmm. why I'll go to jail if they do go to jail. The isotopic signature of the uranium that was used by the British in their nuclear testing showed that it came from America. So, in other words, in May 2014, the United States government declassified a document which listed the concentration of the isotopes in the enriched uranium, which they called OR alloy, because that's OR is Oak Ridge, the Oak Ridge alloy, the stuff mm-hmm. produced by Oak Ridge in America, in Tennessee. And that stuff, we had the formula in May 2014 because it was declassified. And when you look at this other document that they wanted to send me to jail over, it shows exactly the same formula. So what it means is that the British nuclear tests use American uranium, American enriched uranium. So right from the beginning, the Americans were actually controlling the British nuclear testing. And you can see why, because the Americans at that time were the only people who had the, you know, in the West, if you like, who had this ability to produce these hydrogen bombs. And the British didn't know how to do it. The British couldn't make a hydrogen bomb. So my feeling is that the Americans sold them how to make a hydrogen, but just to get them on their side, in the same way as they got them on their side with Tony Blair over all this Iraq business, you see? Mm-hmm. But right back from the beginning, it's been the whole of these antics have been controlled by the Pentagon.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's absolutely amazing. Let's talk about what people can do to protect themselves. You've got some ideas about what the average person can do to protect ourselves against the exposure that we see in the environment.
Well, briefly before I go there, what you should mm-hmm. do to protect yourself is to put pressure on your government to stop all this stuff. And in Latvia, we're doing exactly that. So I just want to say that there is an outline of what we're doing in Latvia in a website called labie.lv and also bsrrw.org. Okay? So there's an outline of how individuals in their own countries can say, look, we've had enough of this, because as a result of all of this, these antics and all these power politics to do with the petrodollar and the US dollar, you know, and the destruction of Russia and all that, you know, we are all going to die. So we want to stop that happening. So that's the first thing. Secondly, if you're talking about protecting yourself against these radionuclides, actually you can do a lot by just taking calcium tablets, because they block the access of strontium-90 to the DNA. And although I've been attacked for saying that, in fact, there are plenty of scientific papers in the peer review literature that were were published in the 60s when there was a lot of strontium 90 from the fallout that show that strontium 90 can be kept away from the DNA by having a high level of calcium in the body, and it's not harmful calcium, just ordinary calcium tablets. And this also keeps uranium away. Chemically, it would keep uranium away also from the DNA. So that's what you can do. And in terms of your immune system, you can take selenium, because selenium tricks the cell into increasing its antioxidant status, and that works, I can tell you.
Well, that's very important information to have. And it's always, it seems like it's always just simple things like supplementation, like blocking it the same way that iodine will block the uptake from the thyroid, taking up radioactive material. So it seems like there's a lot of simple, inexpensive things that we can do. But of course, you're right. We need to expose and educate each other about what's really going on, about the long-term trend, about what our government is trying to do in terms of restart the Cold War. And of course, you and I both know that's a major profit center for the military-industrial complex, even if they aren't doing this to try to have a way to deflect an angry population away from them internally to an external enemy. They can certainly revive that profit center that went away at the end of the Cold War. They turned a lot of that stuff inward towards a police state industrial complex here in the United States, and of course that's being exported around the world to other countries. But I think it's very important for the people to be educated not only about the health effects, but about the political effects about what's going on now.
Well, the Professor Alexei Yablokov said to me in the 90s that if imagine all of the money in the world is a chessboard, and you look at all the squares on the chessboard, all of the things that we do that are not military consist of one square in the corner of the chessboard, and everything, all of the other stuff that goes towards the research and the development of the production of these weapons and so on is all of the other squares on the chessboard. So we could actually all live quite happily. If we actually took control of the situation, like we're hoping to try and do in Latvia, which is a small country in a way, it's kind of possible to do that because it's self-sufficient. But people in their local communities need to be able to see that in fact all of the things that are happening to them as a result of the money that could go on education and on welfare and on helping them and on giving them decent wages and all these things go to producing missiles and to producing nuclear weapons, which actually would result in the death of all life on Earth, and just go to arming the masters of war, as Dylan would say in his song.
Absolutely. I think it's very important to get that message out. And as I said at the beginning of the interview, I think it's amazing and appalling the ignorance of people who are trying to push us away from fossil fuels into nuclear power, not even taking into consideration the long-term effect of plutonium. I mean, we can talk about cleaner forms of energy than either of those things, but clearly I don't want to see us moving into nuclear power. If you could stay with us one more segment, I'd like to get your update and your thoughts on Fukushima, because we haven't talked about that yet. Will you be able to stay with us one more segment?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. We'll be right back with Dr. Christopher Busby from the UK, a chemical physicist, and we're going to talk about Fukushima in the next segment. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820.
In clinical trials, the ingredient in Superbeta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Superbeta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for. And I'm going to rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We've been talking to Dr. Christopher Busby of the UK this hour. He's a chemical physicist. We've been talking about a lot of aspects of nuclear radiation, of nuclear accidents. If you're just tuning in now to the show, I would suggest that you go back and listen to the entire interview when it's posted on the internet. Or if you're a Prison Planet TV subscriber, you can get the entire program there. We've talked about the difference between just a low dosage of ionizing and the kind of exposure that you get from the waste of a nuclear power plant. We've also talked about his court case, an amazing court case there in the UK, where he was exposing some information about what the UK had done in exposing its soldiers to above-ground nuclear tests decades ago. The kinds of long-term health effects that we see, the kind of genetic mutations that we see, even from the use of depleted uranium in Fallujah, where there's not even a nuclear bomb exploded, but the horrific effects of genetic mutations there in Fallujah. We talked about the Ukraine, the rising of nuclear war, and I wanted to get his comments on Fukushima. Bring us up to date and tell us what he thinks about the health risks and exposure. We've seen, Dr. Busby, that scientists have said they believe that the exposure, the radiation exposure, is going to peak in 2015 on the west coast of the U.S. What do you think about that? What's your take?
Well, I mean, I'm sure these studies are reasonably accurate and that the exposures will peak at 2015. I've heard various predictions about this. But, I mean, I have to say that the concentrations involved are nothing compared to the amounts that are released naturally by nuclear power stations on the West Coast and, indeed, by runoff from the Sierras. As a result of the tests in the Nevada desert. So, and we know, for example, I mean, I was involved in 1998 in looking at the breast cancer cluster, which was in Marin County, and that was almost certainly a result of fallout from the nuclear tests in Nevada running off and ending up in San Francisco Bay, that particular part of San Francisco Bay in the mud. And then we made some measurements there which showed that this was the case. So people shouldn't discount the possibility that would be some slight effect, but it will be nothing like the levels of effect that have resulted following the nuclear tests and following releases from the nuclear power stations in the United States, incidentally, all of which are getting really quite old and dicky now.
Yeah.
And so when you're talking about the problem in the Ukraine,
yes,
with regard to that Zaporizhzhia power station, you've got exactly the same effect all along the United States.
Yeah, all of our power plants pretty much are, I know I used to live in North Carolina and they built a power plant there in the 1980s. And
and that was one of the last, one of the newest power plants we got, and already it's exceeded its licensed lifetime. And so what they do is they just say, oh, 25 years, let's give it another 25 years, let's just keep going on with it.
They don't want to, the point is they don't want to have to deal with what it is when they shut it down, because then they've got to decommission it, find somewhere to put all the spent fuel, you know, and then pull it all apart, and that's extraordinarily costly. So basically they've warmed themselves on the power station in terms of finances, and now they want to sort of go bankrupt and tiptoe away and leave it to the taxpayer to deal with. And of course that's an extremely difficult thing to do, because basically you can't deal with the spent nuclear fuel. It's not possible to deal with it. You know, the costs are absolutely astronomical. As far as Fukushima is concerned, I don't think that you need to expect, I mean, unless something very catastrophic occurs, which I don't think it will, you need to expect serious problems on the west coast of the United States. But of course, the Japanese are continuing to have, and will increasingly have, very serious problems in northern Japan. There's no question about that. And in fact, probably they already are having, because there's been a more or less a moratorium on the release of any information about health effects in Japan.
Absolutely. Well, that's all the time we've got. I wish we could keep going, but thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Christopher Busby. And of course, you point out, we've got a lot of potential Fukushimas here in the U.S., according to our former Nuclear Regulatory Commission leader. Thank you so much, Dr. Busby. We'll be right back.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.